On this day, 18th May 1921, tennis party tragedy. Captain and District Inspector C. Eaton Blake of the RIC, who had been stationed at Gort, County Galway, Mrs. Blake, his young wife, Captain Cornwallis of the 17th Lancers, and Lieutenant McCreary of the same regiment, 19, met their deaths under circumstances of distressing tragedy when leaving a tennis party at Ballyturn House on Sunday evening. Earlier, the party, accompanied by Mr. Gregory of Coole Park, travelled to Ballyturn House in the private car of Captain Blake, and having spent a pleasant afternoon, they left for home. When the motor arrived at the front gate of the avenue, it was found to be closed. Not suspecting anything, Captain Cornwallis got out to open it. Shots then rang out, formed the shrubbery, and he fell dead. At this point, the little party was surrounded by armed and disguised men, and the two ladies were ordered to leave. Mrs. Blake called out that she would never leave her husband and would die by his side. Mrs. Gregory was ordered away, and further shots rang out, with the result that all four of her companions lay dead. The district inspector and his wife were found lying side by side. Fatal ambush in Tyrone, one man was shot dead and one special wounded, and a civilian captured during an ambush at Eskra, County Tyrone, on Saturday. It appeared that a patrol was passing near Irvinestown Crossroads when a bomb was thrown, fire being opened at the same time, to which the police replied. The attackers fled, and the dead body of a man was subsequently found. Special Constable Maddle, a native of Drum, County Monaghan, was slightly wounded. Shots in Belfast. A shooting affair took place in North Queen Street in Belfast last night, the victim being a little girl named Marianne Carr, 13, of Camtal Street. The occurrence was witnessed by a large number of people who were returning from Sinn Féin meetings and whose passage attracted the attention of the opposing sections in Upper Henry Street from where the shots were fired. The little girl was wounded in the head. Another execution in Cork. Daniel O'Brien of Liscarroll, County Cork, who was tried by Drumhead Court Martial in Cork on Saturday, was executed yesterday morning for the illegal possession of arms. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, this last phase of the War of Independence was marked by a massive upsurge of violence, north and south. The partition election campaign witnessed sniping and sectarian mob assaults, particularly in north and east Belfast. At this point, the British cabinet was faced with a grim choice between increased repression and a move towards a truce.